From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Millions of U.S. students will log on to take a new generation of online tests less than a year from now. The tests are tied to the new Common Core standards adopted by 44 states. But observers worry that websites and networks might melt under a crush of students, just like the National Health Insurance website. State Impact Florida's John O'Connor tells us how Florida schools are making sure they'll be ready.
Ocoee High School, just west of Orlando, opened less than a decade ago. But technology-wise, the 2,300-student school was already obsolete. Ocoee is part of a $14 million project to outfit seven Orange County schools with fast, wireless internet and new classroom technology. The first step was ripping out and replacing miles of fiber optic cable and adding devices teachers could use with their lessons.
So, for example, in this room, no projector. No interactive surface. Had a ceiling projector.
That's Thomas McNabb, Orange County School's infrastructure director, pointing out the changes to a science classroom.
May or may not have had wireless. It just depended. There were 50 or 70 wireless access points throughout the building. The classroom amplification system was not in play here. All of that was non-existent at the beginning, or at the end of last school year, I guess.
Orange County schools are preparing for two technology-related deadlines. Florida lawmakers are requiring half of all classroom instruction is delivered digitally by 2015. But the first deadline comes early next year when Florida students take a new suite of online exams. Millions of U.S. students will join them. Many states will use exams from the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, PARC, or Smarter Balanced. Florida and a handful of states have picked their own test. But education experts are worried something will go wrong when students try to log on to take the exams. Brookings Institution researcher Joshua Blyberg draws a comparison to the National Health Insurance website.
If you assume that they're not going to do rigorous technical testing, which it doesn't seem like everyone is going to be on board with doing, then that was one of the problems that healthcare.gov faced. And so then the comparison is pretty fair.
Many of Florida's current FCAT tests are online, but the state will not field test its new Common Core tied exam before next year. Fixing any problems with the new online tests could be more challenging than correcting the health insurance website.
There's over 1,000 school districts in the country. And so as big as the problems were for healthcare.gov, once they encountered them, they put together a team, they created a list, and then they started solving the problems one by one by one. There were relatively fewer stakeholders than there would be if there was a catastrophic nationwide bug on one of these Common Core exams.
Blyberg says the worst-case scenario would be losing data due to slow load times. That could mean correct answers are scored wrong and no way to know about the error. Florida schools are racing to prevent that. Hamilton County is a rural district between Jacksonville and Tallahassee. Superintendent Thomas Mofsis says getting high-speed internet to schools is easy, but thick walls and old cabling make wireless classrooms tougher.
I can bring a Ferrari to the front door, but I'm riding a bicycle once I get inside the door.
Mofsis estimates the cost of upgrading internet bandwidth and buying more computers is more than twice the district's annual capital budget. Mofsis says his district will be okay for testing next year, but doing so will mean tying up most of the district's computer labs for up to 2 months and keeping classes out. But Ocoee High School was a worst-case scenario last year. Now, Principal William Floyd says he could test all 2,300 students at the same time.
Believe me, I was doubtful about testing all these kids at once, but these guys, they told me we can do it. It worked like a charm.
Orange County estimates it will cost more than $280 million in state and local money to update every district school. Florida lawmakers included just $40 million for technology in the state budget. With State Impact Florida in Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.